All right, Zombie Chris Blos, I'm sure you saw that all week.
Yeah, definitely seen it all week, and hopefully, I'm not going to say hopefully it goes away, because it's definitely, I don't think it's a good name for what happened, but you know, it is what it is, and I'll take it.
We thought you died.
Yeah, it's hilarious, that's for sure. Right. I got a kick out of it.
For the record, though, did you remember where you were and what was going on? Like, did you know after the race, like, hey, where am I at?
Yeah, honestly, I never got knocked out.
Okay.
I knew exactly what happened. I can remember the whole thing, you know, step by step on what happened. So I never got knocked out. I was just laying there, making sure nothing was broke and moving some limbs here and there. But once I figured out I was okay, then I got back up on the bike.
Yeah, it was impressive. Like we said on the show, a lot of guys would have just pulled off. I mean, that's the truth, you know. And you not only got up, somehow passed guys back. I'm sure some of the guys that you passed back, when they saw you, like, just laying on the track, they're like, what the hell?
Yeah, I was a little ticked off there with the crash because I was riding really good.
Yep.
And but you know what? Like I said, it is what it is. The track was pretty tricky that weekend, being hard and slick and whatnot. And got back up and have that no quit attitude. So
tonight, tricky track, ruddy. Whoops, we're giving guys all sorts of problems all day long. So I'm guessing by the end it looked like a bit of a game of survival.
Yeah, it was. Like you said, the track was tricky all day with ruts. The whoops were tricky. For me, it was just surviving because my main focus is the 250 class.
Yeah.
So and not crashing and getting hurt. So that was my main focus on not crashing and staying up on two wheels, which we accomplished. Result isn't what I wanted, but we're healthy and we're moving on to Vegas.
Yeah, it's one of those things, too. Once those guys come around, it kind of affects your whole race, doesn't it?
Yeah, it definitely does. A lot of people don't realize that. It's like, man, you kind of are in a rhythm or in a battle with someone, and then you got the leaders coming around, and you know, they're obviously in their own race, and there's a big championship for them, and they're obviously tight with that, the points there. So, and then once you kind of pull over, but let them go, it kind of gets you out of your rhythm a little bit, and sometimes it's harder to get back in it, but sometimes you can use it to your advantage and hook on behind them and make some passes as well. So,
first set of whoops, I saw you go left, I saw you go far right, far left. I don't know what worked, but.
Yeah, I don't think any of those lines worked, really. The whoops going in, they were all rutted and whatnot. And the whoops beginning of the day were real flat. And then once they kind of get cupped out, you kind of have like a little step. And it's kind of hard to explain, but it makes it hard to start jumping them, you know, when they get like this at the end of the night. But I think everyone kind of struggled, you know, throughout the day in them.
Walking the track this morning, were you wondering what the hell was going on with that double two after the finish? They cut it down and eventually coupled it. But the plan was for you guys to somehow turn left and hit a right-hand facing jump. I don't know what was going on.
Yeah, I don't know what they were thinking with that. I'm glad they made the change. I think everyone kind of complained. That with the wind, the wind blowing tough blocks in the middle of the track on track walk. I'm glad they made the changes. It made it safer for everyone else.
I'm just glad you're alive. So it's good. Nice job. We'll see you next week back on the 250.
Yeah, thank you.